Hey guys, super, you know, it's your boy, Tyler. Hey, really, really excited to show you guys this episode, but it has come to my attention that there are some new and, in some cases, younger viewers that are listening to the podcast. This has some really inappropriate content that I am not comfortable with people listening to if you are honestly younger than 21.
Yeah.
I understand that you think you're an adult. It makes me uncomfortable. And I would like to respectfully ask that you turn your ears to a different episode of the podcast. I'm asking politely, please do not give this podcast a listen until you're of age. Thank you for respecting my boundaries. All right, let's hit the show. Woo! Everybody.
Also, way to jolt the table so the coffee almost goes all over.
Oh, did
computer.
I do that? Yes. Oh, sorry. Well, hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let Me Tell You Why. I'm your host Tyler Webster, joined as always by my co-host Danielle Lorenz.
Hello, not his sidekick.
No,
not his special guest.
Get it right. So
it's
yeah,
not Tyler's show.
No,
this
it's not.
Our
it's
show.
Our show. Co-host. We
I
do
also
this together.
Just, sprayed coffee all over my hand. I'm doing great.
Let's go. She did that thing where she took a sip and then spit it up into the air like
and tried to catch it in my hand.
Yep. So what's going on, everybody? Sorry we had to miss a week. We've been very
busy.
We're show season is kicking up, and we're both doing a show, and then Danielle just came out of pocket and was just like, I don't like life, so
I'm a glutton for punishment, so I'm doing two shows.
She's insane. She's both directing and starring in a show, in two different shows.
Yeah, two separate shows. One I'm directing, one I'm starring.
Yeah, so my first question, even though that's not the topic of this podcast, why do you hate yourself?
It's not that I hate myself. If I'm getting actually real with it, this is something me and Sam Marie have talked about.
I don't like getting real on this podcast.
Well, I'll just go leave. Me and Sam Marie have talked about this a bit where, you know, it's not just because we're women, but it has some influence where we feel like we have to prove ourselves and prove ourselves capable and therefore do more than any other person has ever done. So that we can prove that, in the future, if someone looks at us like, are you sure you can handle that? We can be like, bro, we've handled worse.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I'll be honest, yeah. I tuned out as soon as you said women.
He already mansplained to me once today, so his quota has been met.
No, that is fucking awesome, though. I think that's really cool, and you're braver than I am, because to your point, there's not a snowball's chance in hell I, a man, could fucking do that.
Well, plus I'm a glutton for opportunity. If I'm given opportunities and I...
You also don't like having fun.
What do you mean? You're the one who doesn't like having fun.
No, you're just... I'm scared for you just because of how much of a daunting task this is going to be. And I say that tongue in cheek, but the God's honest truth is I respect the fuck out of it. You're doing something I can't do, and I think that's really cool.
Well, thank you. But, you know, it's like I said, I really am a glutton for opportunity. If I am given the opportunity to have two awesome things happen, and, you know, I'm trying to expand my directing, just, I guess, portfolio, repertoire, whatever,
sure,
experience, and... So once I was given both, I was just like, all right, we're going to make it work one way or the other. So let's figure it out. Which, you know, if I'm lucky enough to be able to do, fantastic. And if I'm not, then it's like, okay, I have to give something up, and it's the hard decision. I don't like making decisions. So, you know.
Well, if there's anything that our previous show taught us, it's that we'll get through it. It's just going to be awful.
Well, you know, the worst isn't over, but the worst was just balancing the stress of audition, casting, setting things up, making the schedule, getting things verified, conflicts, all of that with all of my next to normal stuff.
But you say that like it's a lot.
Well, and it's done. I did it all. And so now it's like the normal rehearsal process, which is, you know, talking to production, which is another stressful thing, about costumes and set, and then just the daily kind of blocking each rehearsal and getting that down. But aside from that, you know, I know the process. I know how it goes. Mm-hmm. So I'm not daunted by the process. It's more that I don't trust other people to do their jobs. And so I'm sitting here like...
That is your fucking motto.
I don't trust anyone to do
their jobs. That's what's going on your gravestone. So like, here lies Danielle. I don't trust anybody to do their jobs.
So I feel like I have to do every job, which is another thing me and Sam Marie relate on really heavily.
Yeah.
And so I know I'm already sitting here having anxiety about, like, costumes and set and all this stuff. And I'm just like, when is it gonna happen? We need to have a meeting. And it's just, like, not happening. So that's really the only stress that I have been going through. Which, yeah, granted, you know, health things have gotten in the way of that. Sure. But, you know.
Jesus. Yeah. Well, in the stress of... You know, handling your business.
This is about to be a great segue.
Oh, you already knew. I was gearing up. In the stress of handling your business, of going in and just doing it and getting a little overwhelmed at times, right? Which you within your right to do. You'd be forgiven for wanting to go in a certain direction and kind of let that out in a certain outlet. That one could say that could be through doing crime.
Lovely segue.
Or am I the only one that
that then that does feels crimes better when committing crimes
that commits crimes when he's stressed? So, so the topic today is crimes.
Crimes.
All right. So, what are crimes? I wouldn't know. I can't read.
Crimes are unnecessary, but sometimes fun if you don't get caught.
That's a good way to put it. I say crimes are just things to do that people are... Wow, holy shit, I just spun the fuck out. I was like, what I'm about to say is going to be really funny. And then I started saying, I got two words in. It's like, where are you going with this? I don't know. Oh, fuck, eject.
I've been there so many times where you start a sentence and you just turn into nonsense where it's like, yeah, man, like sometimes it's...
Nope.
Oh my God, what were we talking about?
Oh, shit. Oh, I forgot the funny part. No, but I think crimes.
It's going great. We just hit the gym today, guys. So.
Yeah, I'm on the high. I'm kicking. What the fuck is going on right now? I think crimes are lame that they are classified as such unless they hurt people.
Classified as
crimes. Crimes are
unless they hurt people.
I think it's lame that a crime is a crime unless the crime is that of hurting someone or disenfranchising someone.
I understand now. Okay.
Otherwise, who gives a shit?
You know.
No, we're good.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, rules are, you know, existent for a reason, so that there's not just anarchy and chaos and bad things.
Nah, tax fraud's fun. I'm kidding. So funny thing
should've
about...
Should have worn your commit tax fraud shirt today.
Oh, I should have. no, so, you know, I'm gonna break the hearts of both the listeners and my friend group. There is this perception portrayed by me, right? I'm the one pushing this narrative that I'm some hardened white-collar criminal. The truth is, I'm not. I've just done bad things a little bit and then worked a shady job once.
But, well, and you also just like, I think you wish that you were more.
I try and make
like,
it sexy, but
you,
I'm
you
not
wish
actually
that you were
a
like
criminal.
One of the madmen, kind of.
Right.
working your white collar job and pulling one over on the man and like all this stuff.
Yes.
It's not really what. This is
it's not
again,
at all what I do.
This is again why I so badly, every time I watch an episode. Because if I haven't talked about it on the podcast, I've been rewatching How I Met Your Mother for like the 8th time, and I keep telling Tyler you have to watch it because holy shit, you are two of the characters combined. Mm-hmm. And there is a point way towards the end of the show where we find out that Barney, which is the dark side of you, like had been pulling the long game, white collar, like double agent criminal stuff.
Oh, what?
Throughout like. Years, decades he'd been doing this. And then at the very end, he's just, he finally like wraps it all up in a bow, like literally right at the end of the show.
Really?
A few episodes before the end. He's
spoil it. What is it?
I don't want to spoil it because I want you to watch it.
It's not going to happen. It's too long.
The next,
how many seasons is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
How many seasons is it?
I'm not going to tell you. But
I'm going to look it up. How many seasons is it?
It's long, but they're all like short comedy episodes. They're like 20-minute episodes.
Long, long man.
No, but at the very end, he like, everyone discovers that what his job is, because he never really told anyone what his job was, except that it was sketchy as hell.
Okay.
He, like, anytime anyone asked, he responded with just, please, and just, like, moved on. Really? But he made a ton of money.
Yeah.
And so they were just like, what do you do? And he's like, and just, like, moved on. But at the very end, he not only tells them what he does, but he also tells them his master plan. And then it comes to fruition, like, a couple weeks later.
Oh, wow.
And what, he just, like, wins.
What does he do?
Essentially, the company he works for is super, like, sketchy and bad and doing a bunch of illegal shit.
Okay.
And so he was a double agent for, like, forever, like, working with the feds.
And just trying, like, to bust the corporation.
Because his job was be the fall guy for all our sketchy shit and sign all the stuff so that if we ever get sued, you get sued.
Oh.
And so he just went to the feds and was like, sure, I'll keep doing this job, but I'm gonna tell them everything. And the reason he did it is because the guy that he had been working for years, like, stole his girlfriend when he was, like, 20.
Oh, my God.
And so he worked for him for, like, 20 years and then just, like, was like, no, I'm just a guy who served you coffee once, right, as he's getting taken away by the feds, and it's pretty sick.
Wow. It's how awesome. About that?
And that's what I feel like you want to be.
Yes.
Is that.
Yes. Well, one of the potential career paths when I was thinking about getting out of sales was... going into corporate espionage. Apparently there are jobs where you get paid like real American dollars to go in and try and like hack and not hack because I can't hack.
Yeah.
But basically go in and schmooze your way and getting like sensitive information out of a company's like employees to see if there's data breach opportunities.
Okay.
So I would literally go in dressed up and like with nothing, right? They wouldn't give me anything. They wouldn't give me badges. And I would go in and just like talk to the front desk lady and be like, hey, it's my new day. You know, it's my start date. You know, here's some forged document that I made when I was home saying that, you know, this is my letter. You know, hey, is there any way that you could let me in and give me just a temp badge, you know, so I could go in. And then once I'm in, I'm talking to people like, oh man, what's the password for this? What's the this for that? What's the that for this? Right? Whatever, whatever. And then just go back to my boss and say, here's all the information I collected. You can pay me now. And like, you make a fucking decent amount of money doing that. And I was like, yo, I couldn't just see myself doing that. I could see myself fucking really doing that. Like, that would be so much fun. And I still think about it every now and again. It's like the whiteboard in my head of different career paths, working on a cruise ship. No. None of that.
I don't want to hear about your career paths.
Well, it was going to be forensic science, and then it was going to be being
forensic
a lawyer.
Forensic science?
Mm-hmm. Before I was terrified of blood and guts because of craziness, I actually was like, I'm going to be a detective. Like, for real, for real. I wanted to be a detective.
Well, being a detective and being a forensic scientist are different things.
I wanted to be a death detective.
So you want to be the crime scene detective, not the person there packing up all the blood and the guts.
Yeah.
Because that's like the forensics department.
I
want to
be a forensics detective.
Okay.
I want to be a detective. Look for clues. Back to my hunch. It was going to be like, you know, that hard-boiled fucking trench coat wearing cop who would roll up and be like, weird. Crazy how people die, isn't it?
Mop it up.
And then I'd take a drag from my cigarette. And I was like, I like legit was like, okay, what do I have to do to make this
I'm
happen?
I'm just picturing noir Nicolas Cage Spider-Man as what you wanted to be.
I show up to the crime scene dressed as fucking black suit Spider-Man like, You see my lips all over, like coming over the fucking suit, like mask, just like,
Ew, that's so cursed.
I had to paint the picture for everybody. It's important.
I hate that.
Great. So, but no, I was going to be forensic scientist, then a lawyer, then a politician. Politician. And then I committed crimes and I was like, great, now I can't be a politician. So I guess I'm going to be an actor.
Those things you have to be able to read. I don't know how you're going to do any of these jobs.
A politician, you do not have to read. Let's be fucking real clear
about
some
true.
Shit. I was about to be really out of pocket and alienate like 50% of our listeners, but yeet. I'm not going to.
I'm not going to.
You know who you are. But yeah, it's, oh gosh, just that, there's something so sexy about just slipping in and just smooth talking people and then just like, wow, right? Putting on the black glasses as I'm walking away with like somebody's password.
Bro, I've never done anything super sketchy. So like really and truthfully.
What's the worst crime you've committed?
The worst one I've committed? I haven't really done anything that bad. I'm trying to think, because usually I'll think about it and then I'll be like, no, and then I'll follow the rules. So I remember what I thought was the worst crime I committed as a kid.
Okay.
I think I've told you about this. So when I was little, my mom was a big like arts and crafts person.
Right.
And she had this this store that I think closed, and that's why she switched over to Michael's. But it was the store called Chapman's. And I don't remember... I'm pretty sure I did this at Chapman's too, but especially when we switched to Michael's and there was like the good shit in there.
Mm-hmm. Man, Michael's got that good.
Michael's got that good for the arts and crafts people. we're not sponsored. But my mom.
It's the lamest fucking thing I've ever heard. Man, Michael got that good arts and crafts and shit. They got a fucking paper mache duck. Let's go.
Paper mache duck.
That's gonna look great in the study. Shit.
No. But my mom, she did a lot of arts and crafts when we were growing up. And so we'd go in there and we'd be walking down all the aisles and I would be walking around and I would go to like the fake flower aisle or like fake plants. And as I'm walking down these aisles, I would like look around, little tiny Danielle at this point. And I'd be looking around and I'd go and I'd like take a couple of the petals off the flowers.
Oh my god.
And stick them in my pocket.
What a criminal.
And I'd stick them in my pocket and I'd go home. But eventually I felt so guilty about it because I had a lot of petals. And I felt so guilty about it. I was like, I'm shoplifting. I'm a criminal. And I was like freaking out.
I gotta go on the lam. They're gonna find me.
And little, you know, little growing up in a Christian home, Danielle had to ask for forgiveness from Jesus for stealing the little fake petals from Michael's.
Shit.
And
that's amazing.
And I, so
Michael still
kid,
hasn't forgiven you.
My picture's still up in the store. They won't let me go in. But no, yeah. So that as a kid, I thought that was the worst crime I'd committed, and then. Really, I haven't committed that many crimes. I have seen many crimes committed, but probably the worst one, and this isn't even that bad, was back when was just like trespassing with like urban exploration and stuff.
And that's honestly, in your opinion, the worst thing that you've done?
I can't really think of other things I have done because I don't think I've actually stolen things. I don't think I've actually like shoplifted or stolen from people. I don't think, like not on purpose. And then I don't think that I have, like I hit people as a kid, but you know, that's not really a crime because kids just hit each other.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you want to get stupid and be like, when I punch that kid in the mouth, that's assault and battery, yeah. Technically. It's like, dude,
no.
You're a kid. No.
No, like I beat people up as like a kid, but you know, that's not really a crime when you're a kid. And Right. Then... obviously no.
It's just badass.
And then obviously no sexual misconduct has ever
happened. Of course.
And I've never slandered anybody. You know, I've never just like completely spread like false things about somebody.
That's not fucking true.
It is true.
Yeah, and all of our friends who listen to this podcast who have anxiety about people talking about you behind your back, she's talking about
you. No, don't do that. No, but I've never, I don't think I've done anything worse than just, like, genuinely, like, trespassing. Because I don't think I've ever vandalized either, except for, like, in high school on, like, the bathroom wall,
mm-hmm.
You know? Which, again, like, you're a kid, so it doesn't really matter. But when we did the urban exploration and, you know, there's a lot of trespassing, probably the worst one, again, this was also an accident, but this was a thing. We thought a place was abandoned. It wasn't.
Oh, fuck.
And it was like a...
Like, look at this dilapidated house. You go in there, it's a family of four having dinner, and you're just like, oh, fuck.
It wasn't a house. It was like a big... Like,
we're recovering from the fire. Fuck off.
It was like a warehouse or like a factory or something. Mm-hmm. And it looked really run down, like windows busted out and like all this stuff. And that's usually the cue of like, that place is unoccupied.
Yeah, of course.
And so me and my friend... Because we had, at the time, like, technically five people in our group, but the fifth one barely showed up, so it was mostly four of us.
Sure.
And so two of them were much more, like, physically capable, and they were also dating, so they were like, we're going to go inside and check it out first, and then we'll see if we can find another way in, because three of us could get in, but the fourth one couldn't, and so couldn't get over the wall. Mm. So I stayed outside with a friend that couldn't get over the wall. And the
Why
other two.
Do we get over the wall? My children.
My children.
Why do we get over the wall?
But, so they went inside to see if they could find another way in, and we were waiting outside, and I was just sitting on the half wall. And maybe, like, 10 minutes after they were gone, I look up, and there's a camera aimed, like, right at us, where I'm sitting, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. You know, they used to have cameras. And then a light flashed, and I was like, my guy, this place may not be abandoned.
Oh,
I think there's still electricity
shit.
In this place. And so, you know, we tried, like, texting the two of them, but they were, you know, they were a couple. They were probably, like, making out in there or something. And so they didn't answer us for several minutes. And so I was like, oh, my God, did they, like, get caught or something? And so we're sitting out there just
this,
like...
This place is shoot on sight.
No, but we're like, we can't go anywhere because it's his car. And also if we go anywhere and they come outside, they're not going to know where we are. So, and we all know the place well enough to describe where we are. So we were just like, we just got to wait. So we're getting kind of antsy. They finally come outside and they're like, yup, it's not abandoned. and so they didn't get caught, but they did find like running computers and like working cameras and like a lot of electricity. And they were
what?
Like, this place is not abandoned.
That's crazy.
And so they came
back. What if it's like
out.
A secret operation that they just stumbled upon?
I don't think it is, because what happened is, cause we were up in Macon. We had taken like a little day trip where we were going to hit a few different places in Macon.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the first place. So then we went to this like abandoned, really out of the way, kind of in the woods, like ranch. To go and check that out. Ranch. So we got there. Almost get stuck in mud, but don't. And then we're coming back, and we had to go right past the place again. There's like 20 cop cars.
Oh my God.
Around the building.
And yeah, because they found you.
You're
a criminal.
And so we're driving by.
You're a regular crime doer.
So we're driving by. There's all these cop cars. And we all just like our heads all turned. And we all just, in unison, look back to the front, and we're just like, let's go faster, and just, like, zoom away from there.
That's crazy.
But other than, like, you know, than just trespassing, we never really, our big thing was we're never going to break in. We find a way in, because we don't want to be, like, vandals. We're just here to check out the place and take pictures and have fun, you know?
We're polite criminals.
We're polite. The only crime we are doing is trespassing. We're not going to mess up the place that we're in.
And trespassing is, in that regard, is a stupid fucking crime. It's like, who cares? Let the fucking kids play in the goddamn scary, jagged, broken glass jungle gym.
Well, and we did end up making this one place in Columbus, like...
Cry?
No. No, but there was a place in Columbus called the Grain Elevator. That's what we called
it,
at least.
The Grain Elevator?
Yeah, okay. I have
Why
a picture
does that sound
of it.
Ominous.
It looks ominous. It's just this really tall building.
Grain Elevator.
It doesn't actually have an elevator in it, but
and no grain either.
I don't know why we called it that, or if that's actually what it was called, but that's what everyone referred to it as, was the Grain Elevator.
Okay.
And it was this big, like, plant of some sort, really, really tall, stretching up, very high, and about halfway up, it had not a balcony, but just kind of almost like an outside mezzanine level, and then it got even skinnier and went up way higher to where the roof access was, and on the inside, you know, it was pretty gross. The whole place was obviously really old and dilapidated, and there were some other buildings as well, but the main one, that tall one, you walk in, there's like a couple small rooms off to the side, and then there is a very small chute. No light, no heat, nothing gets into that chute. It's complete cement going up the middle with a completely straight metal ladder, and that's how you got up each level. And so we would go to the middle, and there's like spiders. You're the worst. There's like spiders all around you as you're climbing up.
That's fucking awful.
And
I'm good.
Because usually one of our friends would go up first and then shine his flashlight down. And so,
oh no, because then you could see him. I'd rather not see him.
And so our rule was look at the ladder, not at what's behind the ladder. Because if you look behind the ladder, you're going to see like 50 spiders.
I'm good. No thanks. Bye-bye. Next story.
So that's what we would do. And we went there so often. That was like our most common place that we would go, was out to the grain elevator or out to like the Standing Boy like park, which wasn't abandoned, but we would just go in when we shouldn't, like when it was closed. And those were the two places that we went the most often. But the grain elevator, it was no access. No one was supposed to go there. But we did.
But
we
accessed it.
We did it a lot. And
the sign said no. And we said yes.
Well, we told enough people about it that even once we stopped going, other people did. And the cops, you know, started becoming aware of it. And so now, like, it's pretty impossible for people to go out there because cops are just everywhere around there now. Sure. Like, kids are coming out here to fuck. Like, you know, we're not going to let them.
No, they can't fuck on our property.
No, not on our property. But yeah, so I really haven't done...
Put that dick back where it came from, or so help me. Bum, 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 bum.
I really don't think I've done a whole lot, really. Like, personally, you know?
Well...
I have seen other people do things, but I have not done that much.
Well, I definitely have. I mean, in comparison, right? You know what I mean? Like, so it's... But none of the crimes that I've done are, like, super crazy. I don't want to talk about my most recent caper because it's still in progress. But I am in the midst of committing a crime, which I did get confirmation that it did successfully go off.
Wait, maybe I don't know about this.
Getting out of the thing?
Oh, I understand. Okay. I thought you were talking about the other most recent, and I was like, what do you mean in progress?
What other most recent? Oh, I was debating talking about one.
I mean, you don't have to. That's why I'm being vague.
No, I have a good relationship with the audience. I feel like I can trust you guys. You won't tell anyone, right?
So, you're placing a lot of faith in our audience.
Well, whatever. I mean, you can't get in trouble after the fact because I can just say that I did this for comedic effect, which I am. None of this is true.
This is all in hypothetical terms.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when people on rap songs are just like, you know, oh yeah, I shot Darnell nine times.
And
it's
nine
just,
times with my knife.
Right. By the way, it was November 9th. I shot Darnell with a long-ass gun and hid it inside of the aquarium. What is that? A gun of the long-ass variety and some seaweed. Anyway, one of my favorite bits from Key and Peele.
That's a very funny one.
So I'm working as my grandmother, who was going to help me with it, called it a caper. I succeeded in my most recent caper, which is kind of cool. I had to do something, and I had to lie to a lot of different people and create this entire narrative that isn't true to get out of something that I didn't want to do.
Oh, shit. They're here.
Oh, fuck! You just hear gunshots. Wow, shoot on sight. He got out of a thing. And so that was kind of fun. And the thing is, right, like, no one's getting hurt over it, but it was exhilarating. Because this one was an actual kind of a bit of a complicated caper. Like, a lot of people, I had to successfully pass my deception checks on like four different people and like create this like really good narrative and then really, really dive down into it. And low key, it went off without a hitch. And that was kind of badass. Right. And my grandma, God love her, who was going to help me with it, was just like, listen, you know, because I told her, I was like, well, I could forge certain paperwork for it. And she's like, Tyler, if you're going to go down, you don't want to go down for something like forgery. You want to go down for something cool. And I was like, you are my fucking hero. I want to be more
the
like
Webster's,
you.
The Webster's, everybody.
it's just my fucking sweet old, almost, she turns 80 this year. She's just like, Tyler, if you're going to go down, don't go down for fucking something gay like fuck. It's like, Grandma! That's pussy shit. Oh, fuck. She's just like, talk to me when you get a couple fucking teardrop tattoos, all right, fucker? You little bitch. Your mother raised a whore. Wow.
Wow, Grandma.
Grandma. That's a little out of pocket, Grandma. It's really, my rap sheet's just got a bunch of bullshit on it, right? Small things, like taking a fucking couch that we were going to throw away, and instead of going to the dumpster, like going behind this building and throwing it into their dumpster.
Oh, I guess I've done that.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, who gives a fuck about that? I'm trying to think of what else I did. A lot of it is just lying to authority. That's a lot of what it is. I've lied to cops a lot, for fun.
I think I've only lied once, and it did have to do with, like, the trespassing thing.
And it really, it's creating a narrative, right? It's creating a fun narrative that no one's gonna die over, right? It's not like, it's like, oh, you're being misleading. It's like, no. One of my favorite stories, and I may have shared this on the podcast if I did, forgive me.
Sorry, continue.
You all right?
Yeah, I just remembered the most
recent... Oh, I thought of another crime.
No, the most recent time I lied to a cop a little bit. But yes, continue.
So I don't think I told this on the podcast, so if I did, forgive me. So one of my close friends who was a girl was having a panic attack at like 2:30 in the morning, right? And I was racing to get to her house so I could like take care of her and, you know, be there for her. And I'm in the car and I'm hustling down. I'm in the back roads of Canton and there was a stop sign. I did a rolling stop and then I kept moving and there was a cop right behind the stop sign. And so whoop, whoop. And then he pulls me over and he goes, I was right there. You didn't see me. And I put on a completely different facade, right? I do a quick once over as to what I'm looking like and I look nerdy, right? Because I was coming from a party and I like was like, I had like a little fucking sweater vest on and I was like, oh, I look like a fucking nerd. So he comes up, my hair's all done and everything, and he shines the light and he goes, what's the hurry, son? And I'm like, officer, can I be completely honest with you? Sure. Okay, so I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous, not because you're a cop, but and I used that voice too. I was like,
shift a dude to real quick.
Yeah. Listen, my girlfriend had just called me and got off the phone with me and we've been dating for a while and I'm 21 and you know, a virgin. She texted me and said that tonight is the night to, do it. And he just goes, oh my God. Aha, aha, aha. It's like this older, like kind of larger gentleman. And he is just fucking pissing on himself. My foot fell asleep. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
And so, he's cracking up. He thinks it's the funniest thing ever. He's like, you serious? You serious? You're actually going to get your dick wet? And I'm just like, yes, officer, I'm going to get my dick wet. And he thought it was the funniest goddamn thing. So I got him laughing and he's
well, that's what I've heard is that if you can make a cop laugh, you're going to get out of whatever it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Because they don't want the fucking tension and the bullshit.
Yeah.
So I'm just making him laugh. I'm cutting it up and being silly. And he goes, listen, man. He's like, you got protection? And I'm like, yeah, I got the condoms in the glove box. You want to see? Right. Ha, ha, ha. And he's just like, nope. I'm good. He's just like, just be careful and proud of you. You enjoy your night. And I'm like, oh, I will. And he's like, no, but like do the speed limit. And I'm like, yes, sir. Okay. Yeah. And then I like drove off. And I'm just like, hey, got him. Right. Now it's like, again, no one's getting hurt by that.
Yeah.
No one's, if anything, I left him better than I found him.
Mm-hmm.
Honest to God. And in my fucked up
morality.
Well,
you gave him a good story to tell everybody when he got back to the station.
He's going back to the station saying, I pulled over this fucking turbo virgin who's getting his dick wet tonight. That was really funny. So it's like that's, no one's dying over that. Come on.
Well, no.
So, and that's the thing is you'll come to find my quote unquote crimes are always in relation to things that aren't going to actively fuck people over.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever intentionally fucked people over in a criminal sense. I mean, I'm going through it. A lot of it is just like, you know, people of authority saying, hey, did you do this? I'm like, no. And they're like, all right. And I'm like, all right, well, that was easy. And so just kind of bullshit like that. I mean, that's a lot of where it was at. Working, I'm not going into there because I could actually get people in trouble if I do that. I worked a job with certain people that required me to do some things that were like minor misdemeanors, but the job required actual criminal activity. And I did it and I did a good job of it because, you know, whatever. And the job was also like sketchy and it required it, like the job itself was legal, but it was like fucking people over. And I didn't realize that it was fucking people over until it was too late. And then I was like, oh wow, I'm like a bad person. I'm going to not do this anymore. And then it was like, oh, you mean going to the store and like getting these things and then coming back and then like doing things with those things. I know I'm being very vague. I can't implicate people because that's fucked up. that's actually a crime. And it's just like, yeah, that's like a crime. And I'm like, oh, well, whoops.
Oh, whoops, didn't know.
It wasn't, it was not drug related in any capacity, but it was like gathering the, great.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. No, she just kicked me. It had nothing to do with drugs, but it was in the same vein of buying a bunch of shit to make drugs.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So that was a fun thing. Whatever, whatever. The most recent caper that I was debating talking about that I feel like opens the door for an adult discussion. Now, I'm only going to talk about this if two things are acknowledged, both from you and you listening at home.
Well, we can't guarantee the audience, but...
No. Audience, I'm only going to tell this story if you promise not to be a dickhead about it and actually hear me out, okay? And no judgment, please. I've been through enough.
I have passed all my judgment on this experience already.
Yeah, well, I don't want to make you feel bad, but you came out of pocket. I was like, hey, I did a thing. And you're like, you're fucking disgusting. And I'm just like, okay, I kind of wanted a more conversational aspect to this.
Well, you also know why I reacted that way. That day was just a bad day for me in general.
It was. And I'm not making you feel bad.
Well, no. And truth be told, I'm not proud of how intense I went with it. Because what?
Hey, Samuel, isn't Tyler a fucking moron, fucking loser, disgusting tramp?
I went pretty hard with it, and I shouldn't have. But I will say, just of sober mind, and this isn't me trying to pass a judgment. This is just my opinion. Is that I personally, I don't think you're gross. I do think the act is, not because of the legal aspect, literally the hygiene of it. That's what bothers me.
The hygiene?
Yeah. You really think that you were the first one that day?
No, but do you, but like, A, okay, let's quit fucking cock teasing the audience.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell the full story because I want to make it funny because it is a funny story. So.
Depends on who you are, but yes.
It was fucking hilarious to the three people I told before you.
Before he told me, and then I broke his.
Because I was trying to be like, haha, right? And you're like, you are a fucking slag. So I went to the chiropractor's office to get an alignment because I've been having, like, my rib keeps coming out of place, you know, like ribs do. And he was popping my back, and he was just like, okay, you're really stiff. Like, your muscles are really, really worked up. The intelligent among you who are listening at home already know where this is going. Just bear with me.
Let him tell the story.
Let me tell the story. Because that's what Danielle didn't do. She jumped to the conclusion. I went to the chiropractor, and you're like, are you fucking kidding me?
I said, you did this, didn't you? And he was like, just
let me just tell the fucking story. It's funny. So he was just like, you need to get a massage. See, isn't the story fun already? Danielle's fucking almost doing spit take.
Dude, I spit my coffee out. That was the point of the story.
You're like, come the fuck on! Oh, man, you got it!
Anyway, continue.
The chiropractor says you need to go get a massage. And I go, okay. So there is this one by my house, and I was like, you know what, I'll go in there, because, like, the Massage Envy, like, the actual nice places, like, they're on, like, a huge wait list, and I know that because I was gonna get one for my ex, like, a bajillion years ago, mm-hmm. and they're just like, like, at any going point, we are, like, booked 3 months in advance, and I'm like, shit, I'm gonna just roll up to fucking the Daimyo Massage, whatever, right? Like, sounds great. Right? It's the same fucking thing, right? No. So, I go in there with the best of intentions, right? Not planning on or expecting anything. So, I go in there, and I'm crazy about etiquette, and I'm crazy about not making people uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. That's not me. That's not who I am, right? So, I go in there, and, you know, I go in. Everything is, you know, behind these, like, partitions, right? And behind the partitions are also rooms with, like, doors and shit, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, okay, so I go in there, and a smaller Asian lady comes out, probably in her mid-30s, and she's like, you know, in broken English, I'm not going to do an accent because that's offensive. She goes, like, hi, you want massage?
And I'm like, I do want massage. And she goes, okay. And I thought it was going to be like, we're going to have a discussion, right? Okay, yeah. Well, what kind of massage are you looking for? Are you looking for like deep tissue or shiatsu, or you want this or what that? And then we'll talk about the differences. I'll explain what my doctor, what my chiropractor said, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
That is not what happened. I went in. She goes, do you want massage? I said, yeah, that would be great. I'm thinking about 30 minutes or an hour. And it's like, okay, 30 minutes can't possibly, you know, looking at the prices, I'm just like, 30 minutes should be fine.
Yeah.
And so she goes, oh, okay. And then she like takes my hand and leads me into one of the rooms, right? And it's this tiny little room with a door.
I feel like that should have been your first cue, because I don't think it's normal to just like grab a client's hand and walk you to a room. Usually it's just like, follow me. And then you follow the person.
Look, there's a lot of things that I missed.
You missed a lot of like,
well, let me make this super clear too. When you go in there, it is wall to wall with these signs that say, if you even so much as suggest happy ending, anything to do with your fucking cock, you are a pathetic loser and we will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. Do not fuck with us. We will send you to jail.
Send you to the ranch.
Send you to the ranch. And I was like, well, fuck, I don't want to. And not only that, that's wrong, and I don't want to make people, I don't want to put people out and fucking like, gross and be like,
being like, all right, so you're going to finish me now?
Yeah, so
like,
what are we going to do about this fucking dick? It's just like, dude, shut the fuck up, you prick. Like don't,
if you really need that, go home and do it yourself.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
So, all that's to say, I go into the room, and she just smiles, nods, and then shuts the door. And I'm sitting there like, well, I don't know what to do. What do I do?
It's my first time getting a massage.
It's my first time getting a massage. What the fuck? And so she comes back in about maybe 2 minutes later, and she sees that I'm dressed. She kind of like does like a once over. And she's like, you want massage? And I'm like, yeah. I wanted to talk about the massage. And she looks at me like, I don't speak English. Like, what the fuck? And I'm like, okay. And she goes, okay, massage. And then she shuts the door and she leaves. And I'm sitting there like, I don't know what does she want? What does she want?
She wants you to get naked, bro.
And so she comes back in, and I'm still clothed. And I'm like, you ready? And she kind of rolls her eyes. She's like, do you want massage? And I'm like, yes. What do you need? And she goes, ugh. So she pulls out her phone, right? And she's like rolling her eyes, but she's also like smiling. Like you could tell she's like, it's almost like a playful thing, mm-hmm. right? Not where she's actively angry. She's like, fucking white boy doesn't know what he's doing, right? Yeah. So pulls out her phone, does like a text-to-speech. She speaks a language into the thing, and it's just like, I don't understand what you need. And I go back, and I'm just like, I just need to know. And I like speak into it, and I'm like, I don't know the protocol here. I don't know what to do. And so she goes, okay. And then she leaves, brings back another lady, right? So it's two ladies now, and the other lady who speaks maybe two more words than the other lady. She goes, you want massage? And I'm like, yes. And she goes, she take good care of you. She take good care of you. And then she winks. And I'm like, okay, sure, it's a great massage. And so she turns around and
you're
she leaves.
You're missing every possible sign.
Because this sign, no, the sign said don't fucking fuck around. Okay? So she leaves, and then I go, I'm like, I kind of like tug on my collar. I was like, you want me to take my clothes off? She's like, yes. And I'm like, oh. And then I remember the John Mulaney, dress to your comfort level. And I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. So she leaves, I disrobe, I'm in my underwear.
Yeah.
And I lay down on the thing. I'm like, okay, we're in business. And so she goes, okay, let's fucking hit this, right? So she goes, all right. So she goes over, and before she puts oil on her hands, she comes down and she grabs my fucking boxers and yanks them to my ankles. And I'm like, bold? Okay. We needed those out of the way anyway, I suppose. Okay, great. But again, no, don't get any funny ideas, mister, okay? Because this is not a thing. So she proceeds to give the massage. Right? And it's a, you know, as far as massages go, it was all right. Right? It was nice. It was relaxing, but it wasn't like, you know, good workout my fucking tense back. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't.
Well, as it seems, that is not the draw.
Yeah. I know that now.
And now you know.
And so, so she's giving me the massage. And looking back, obviously all the signs are there. But in the moment, I was really nervous, right? I was like, I don't want to get in trouble. Especially over this. Like, yeah. Fuck. Like, I don't want anyone to be uncomfortable. That's really important to me. So I'd rather be uncomfortable. And so I'm sitting there trying to enjoy the massage, right? And it is nice. And she's doing this thing. She's a smaller Asian lady. And she's doing this thing where she's giving me the massage, but she's like slamming her fucking pelvis into the top of my head, right? Now, I don't know if that's a sign or if that's just like circumstance, but she was very much doing that.
It's a pretty even split of possibility whether it was one or the other.
So I'm sitting here with a moment to reflect, right? As she's massaging my back. And I'm sitting here going like, okay. If something happens at the end of this, am I the idiot? And I'm like, I don't know what's going on with all this headbanging motion. Interesting. Requires further study. So she goes and she starts massaging like my ass, right? And I'm like, okay, that's definitely my ass. And then she gets up.
That's a part muscle. Of the massage.
Exactly. It is.
Yeah.
It is. And as someone like, and not to get cringe with it, I give massages to my partner, like non-sus massages and sus massages to my partners that I'm dating, right?
Yeah.
And when you don't have to, but to loosen up the lower back, massaging the glutes is actually something that helps fucking loosen up your shit.
Well, yeah, like, you know, I've had tension there before where my chiropractor has been like, you know, I'm going to put like essentially this little like almost like icy hot
ointment.
And she's like, but I kind of do have to like touch your ass a little bit. I'm just letting you know. Yeah. Is that cool? And then I'm just like, yeah, it's fine. Like,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Totally cool.
Yeah.
So, and I do that with my partners too. I'm like, hey, I'm not trying to be fresh, but you'll appreciate this. And then you do it and they're like, wow, I'd appreciate it. It's like, great. So I'm like, whatever. So it's a 30-minute massage. And about 20 minutes in, she gets up, she leaves. And I was like, what the fuck? Odd. And I check the time and it's like, it's about 20 minutes. I was like, okay, weird. And then she comes back in and she's got hot towels. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And so she takes the hot towels and she's like scrubbing the oil off my back. And I'm like, ah, makes sense. Wait, are we done? And so I sit up, right? I make sure that I pull my fucking pants up, right? Or my underwear. And I sit up and she looks at me. And she looks down at my crotch and she looks at me. And she goes, you like massage? I'm like, yeah, it's great. And she's like, looks down at my crotch, looks back at me. You like massage? I'm like, yes. She goes, you done? I'm like, no. And she's like, ah. And then she goes in and pulls out a pillow and puts it like on, you know, the circular cushion where you put your face on. She puts it over that. Mm-hmm. And she goes like, she kind of pats it like lay down. I'm like, oh. Now it's the not back part.
Yeah.
Clearly, right? Obviously. Here's the problem. I'm a man. She's a woman. She is rubbing me and touching me and doing all kinds of things. I know of no man. I know of not a single man, not a single man, who can have that, non-sexual as it may be, innocuous as it may be, and not get a little turned on. Right? Not like I'm gonna like, oh shit, but just
it's a
physical reaction.
Well, and it's also just a human thing that if like, you know, a stranger, it's something new and exciting is touching you in that kind of way, your brain is just gonna kind of like, it's the monkey brain that Samuel's talked about.
Well, it's not even like, ooh, I wanna fuck her.
No, but your brain starts going even slightly in that direction and then like things happen.
Yeah.
You know?
So all that's to say, you know, I was pretty turned on, and now I have to lay on my back in my underwear with my fucking cock hanging out. So I lay on my back and I'm like nervous, but like, well, it wasn't like that. Danielle just went like I was pitching a tent. It wasn't that. It was just up, but And so, but it was very clear, like, something was going on. It just wasn't, like, fucking, like, that goddamn obvious, right?
Well, and you're also, as far as I'm aware, you're not, like, vocally, you know,
I'm not moaning. Yeah. I'm not fucking, it's not like that, right? I'm expressing that what she's doing I am enjoying, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, we're going to zoom out of this, and we're going to zoom into me in a relationship context. I have been complimented before on my responses to things in the bedroom. That is something, that is one of my highlights that I bring to the table.
People, well, a lot of guys are weird about, like,
they don't like to moan or,
like, making noise.
Yeah.
Let me just PSA for all the guys out there who are insecure about making noise. Do it.
Moan. It's hot. What
Please
are you
do it. Fucking because
moan and grunt.
For those of us, like, you know, men and women who are doing things to you, it makes us real insecure if you're dead silent, because our assumption is, oh, he hates it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not having a good time. Like, okay. And so that's why, like, if you're constantly being asked, like, is this working for you? Like, is this good? And you're like, yeah. Like, and you know, if you look surprised, like, yeah, it's
Why
working.
Would you ask? Of course,
like,
I love
it's
it.
It's like, bro, please. Like, yeah, you gotta, give me some kind of sign.
And that's the thing is, like, I'm obviously not like, oh, fuck, right? Like, it's not like that, right? Because there is a timbre to guys to be sexy with their voice, right? Yeah. But it's similar to, you know, guys, it's similar to, you know, you're with your girl and you think you're fucking her pretty good and she's completely silent and you're like, I hate this. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And the girls that you have sex with that are more vocal and more responsive to it, obviously within reason, you feel better about having sex with them because you're just like, it's very clear that you're having fun, right?
It doesn't have to be constant and it doesn't have to be
obnoxious.
Excessive.
Right.
But just something here and there to let us know or let your partner know that, like, yeah, what you're doing is good. And if it's not good, tell them what they need to change. Don't just let them do something bad, like not badly, but where it could be better. And you be like, yeah, that was great. Don't lie. Just tell them what they can fix. Like,
yeah,
just do that.
So I was trying to give non-sexual response to what she was doing. It could be misconstrued as moaning. But it wasn't. It wasn't like a, oh, fuck. It wasn't that, obviously.
We're gonna clip that.
You play that at the beginning before you roll the fucking
it's
intro
just
song.
That.
Oh, fuck. Doo-doo.
Everyone's like, what the fuck is this episode
going
to be?
Can you please do that? That would be
Holy
very funny.
Shit.
So all that's to say, I'm laying on my back, my dick's hanging out, and a small Asian lady
I'm
is rubbing
so sorry.
My shoulders.
That had such the vibe of the Vine that's like, so there I am, barbecue sauce
on my
titties.
Right.
Like, anyway, continue.
So she's rubbing my shoulders, she's rubbing my head, she's rubbing my chest, and it was, you know, it was like, okay. And she keeps looking at me. Like, obviously you need to look at me, but there's a difference between looking at the spots that you're massaging and, like, looking back at my face.
Yeah.
And then she, like, drifts over to my leg and, like, is kind of like this whole, like, the energy was that of, okay, and I'm sitting there just complete blank expression, like, uh-huh. And so she goes over to my fucking, like, thigh and starts massaging my thigh. I'm like, oh, and that's the leg portion, right? Mm-hmm. And she gets a little closer. She gets a little closer. Now she's, like, full on my inner thigh, and I'm like, uh-huh. Like, now do the other one. And she looks at me, and she just, like, smiles and kind of, like, shakes her head, and then she smiles, and she grabs my dick. And my response, I'm going to try and recreate the noise that
I remember the noise you made, because you replayed it for me.
It was so goddamn fucking funny. My response was, oh!
very, very John Mulaney. I'm sorry.
Oh! It was a mix of shock and, like, oh! And
oh my God.
She's grabbing it. She's got my dick in her hand. And she smiles real big. And hear me when I say this. Earnestly. I have a really good insight. You know this. You know I'm pretty good at reading people. Okay? So what I'm about to say is very important that this is made fucking clear. Okay? If I even had a shadow of a doubt that what she was doing was something that she felt like she had to and not something that she wanted to do, I would not have done it.
No, I know that.
You know that.
I know you would never force somebody to do something they don't
seem
into.
Force someone, imply, suggest, it wasn't why I was there.
Yeah.
And it and I had no interest in doing that if she was going to fucking if it was the energy of this is the shittiest part of the job, yeah. right? Because I'm making jokes about how she was like rolling her eyes at like, you know, the language barrier.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of moments where she was looking at me and smiling. And the one thing that she said when I was laying down was she said, handsome man, handsome man. Now, granted, she says that to all the fellas that come in. I know that. I'm not fucking stupid. But there was a genuine, like, honest, like, oh, this is a switch up from the common rabble. Because if she does get clientele who are like fucking gross older fucking guys that do suggest it, whether she does or not is irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider myself an ugly fella, right? I'm about it. You know, I'm a solid.
We talked about the rating system.
I'm a solid seven, episode. 7.5 on a really good day, right? When I'm put together, it's a 7.5. I'm a good 7, right? So it's like, okay, that's good, right? So she's probably coming in here going like, he's this young fucking guy, whatever, whatever. Like, you know what? Yeah, I mean, I could see myself getting into this. That was the energy that I got. And I really don't think I'm wrong. So she goes, she grabs my dick, and then with the other hand, she makes the jerk off motion, and she gives me a look like, yeah, you want it? And then now she's smiling real big, like she's all like, ooh, we're about to do a thing. And it's like in a TV show where you see the clock ticking, right? It's just, mm-hmm. tick, tick, tick. And when she goes, you want? Everything just went. Ding. And like time completely stopped for a second,
mm-hmm.
and like zoom in through my eye into my brain, right, where it's a big circle room where it's like a congress, similar to in Harry Potter Order of the Phoenix when Harry's on trial,
oh,
where it's
yeah.
all the people surrounding him and he's in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It was that, but white, bright lights and a fucking probably 500 people. And this is real. You think I'm saying this for the fucking, for the joke? This is a real thing that
No,
happened.
I believe you.
They were all me wearing different outfits. And
if that isn't the most narcissistic thing.
No, it's my brain. And so they're all me wearing different outfits. And it's me standing there in the middle, right? On a podium. And you just hear a voice in the loudspeaker. My voice, obviously. All right, Tyler, we've gathered the council here to discuss the morality of an action that you are about to commit. We are, court is now in session. Bop, bop, bop. The person four will now state the argument. Gentlemen and gentlemen of the jury, I come to make an argument for the action that we're about to do. Okay? Hear me out. My current morality that I hold honestly to me is as long as what you are doing does not hurt or negatively affect someone, it is a moral action. That it is legal, maybe not in the eyes of the law, but in the eyes of me, right? And we all know that we don't really respect the law. Ha 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 ha, all of me laugh, right? And I would like to argue for case in point number one. I didn't make her uncomfortable or even suggest it. She was the one that suggested it. Okay? Case number two. We all are here. We all made the insight check. We rolled a natural 15 for like a 21. So it's not high DC, but it's a decent DC. And with that 21, we gather she doesn't feel uncomfortable about doing what she's doing. Right? Everything is consensual. All parties are okay with it, and they seem to be good with it. And she stands to make a little bit of money off of it also. Okay? You have the money. It's not going to put you out. May not be the wisest use of your money, but you can afford it. I personally don't think, and this may be a hot take, I don't think that this is an immoral action. And, in closing, this is the world's oldest profession.
Oh my God.
This is the world's oldest profession that back in the day was commonplace before the Republicans came in and ruined everything. My case, Your Honors. And then so it's like, okay, arguing in opposition.
Thank you, Your Honor. My argument is not that of morality. My argument is that of, are we going to be a fucking dickhead idiot cunt who's actually going to pay an Asian woman to jerk you off? Really? That's kind of pathetic. And then everyone kind of like, yeah, everyone's like whispering and talking to each other. They're like, that's a good point. I would argue that the optics for this hurt more than the morality in question. And that is my case. And then I come back in and I'm just like, okay, by what standard? By modern day standards created by this environment in which we live, just because a bunch of lawmakers say that it's gross, when you go overseas, it's not only gross, it's fucking encouraged. And it's protected, and it's in a better way, shape, and form. It's like saying that we have the greatest healthcare system in the world when we really fucking don't. It's a lie told to us so that we don't look at other people's shit and go, we can do better. And we can do better. Starting right now. All right, we're going to vote all four. And it's like, you know, of the 500 people, it's like, you know, 400. The opposed, about 100 people raise their hands. The fours have it. Bop, bop, bop. You will receive a hand job from the Asian lady. And then I suck. And I go back into real life. And she goes, you want it? And I go, yeah, okay, sure. And she goes, how much? And I'm like, oh, fuck, I wasn't ready for this one. This amount, because I don't want to say the amount.
I have no clue what that means.
Well, I go 50, right? I don't know, right? 50? I don't want to fucking break the guy. I don't want to pay her fucking $200. But like...
Oh, I understand.
How okay. much am I going to pay her extra for what's going to happen?
Okay.
And she goes 120. I'm like, 120 all in? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, that's $50. It's $50 for the massage, $70 for the extra. That's steep. Are you really going to tell this woman no because you can't afford it? I can't afford it. Then just say yes. You wanted to do it anyway. All right, yeah, good point. Sold. And so she goes, okay.
That's a part of the story I'm just learning right now, is that apparently that was more expensive than the massage was.
Of course it was.
So that's really what you were paying for.
That's how she makes her fucking money. Right? So, she's an entrepreneur. So, so okay. She does what she does. And here's the part that really stuck with me. And this is where I'm for real, on God serious. Okay. The experience that I had.
Oh, this is the thing you already told me about. Yeah.
Yeah, what I was trying to talk to you about. I'm just teasing. The experience that I had was fucking wild, right? Not because it was this crazy thing, not because she was the best, not because of any of that. It was just because, it was specifically because it was a power dynamic that in my sexual life, I haven't experienced. Like, honestly, right? Okay. I am famously a Big Papa Dom man in the bedroom, right? Yeah. That's me. That's who I am. But when you get to know me a little better, I am considered a switch, right? Mm-hmm. But with like an 80-20 split, yeah. Right? Where I like the power play dynamic where it's a back and forth. And if you come at me with big, you know, mommy-dommy energy, it's like every once in a great while, I will fuck with it. It's definitely not my set standard. And I have a lot of stipulations. There are a lot of things that you are not allowed to do, right? Any kind of humiliation, degradation, any kind of actual pain. Like there's just a little something mm-hmm. to simulate the illusion of pain.
Yeah.
That's fine. Actual pain will actively, if you put your hands on me like that, I will lose my fucking mind. So like there's a lot of stipulations.
No, I'm in the same boat with that.
There's a lot of stipulations. So with that, with my partners, no one really has been able, because like people will say, right, girls will say, because pretty much every goddamn girl I've dated is a big time sub.
Yeah.
Right? So when I say, when they're just like, tell me what you want, tell me what your fantasies are, and it's like you have these personal conversations with long-term lovers.
Yeah.
You're like, well, you know, I do kind of want this. So then they try it, right? But to be a dom, it's not about what you say. It's not about what you do. It's not about how you do it.
It's the energy.
It's the energy.
Yeah.
Just by giving you a look, giving the partner a look, you can tell I turned on dom mode.
Yeah.
I'm not saying or doing anything. I'm just in that headspace.
Yeah.
And if you can't get that headspace, then we're just going through the motions. And what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
Right? You like that? Mm, yeah, you're a bad boy. It's like, shut the fuck up. You're actively pissing me off. You know what? Like, I don't want to sound like a jackass, but like, come on. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's not it. And I appreciate you trying, but that's not it.
Yeah.
So let's just live in a world where that's not it. She wasn't being the dom, but it was the fantasy of me being the awkward, meek, you know, almost powerless, like, person who is, like, the young fucking guy coming in going like, oh, gosh, what's going to happen, right? And you being like, this is what's going to happen, motherfucker, because she was, like, the one making the decisions.
Yeah.
And while she wasn't dom energy, it was something that I wasn't expecting to really enjoy as much as I did. And it stuck with me. And it kind of was like eye-opening for me. It was like, huh, I really, like, that was, it kind of scratched an itch that I didn't have, right? That power dynamic was attractive, and I really enjoyed that. And so that happened, right? And, you know, the time came and went. And, you know, after everything, we were both laughing and just was like, yeah. And she's just like, she's giving me a thumbs up. Like, yeah. I was like, fuck yeah. Yeah, it was great. And we were both laughing, and she kind of like pat me on the back. Like, you know, yeah, you're good. We're good. Right. And she's like, and she's giving me like a warm, reassuring smile. I was like, mm-hmm. You want some water? Like what you want? And so we go in, pay her out. And that was the end of it. And she, you know, one of the few phrases that she says is, please come back soon. Right. And it's just like, now you can say, please come back soon, right? Like, very passe. She looked me in the eyes. She went out of her way to look me in the eyes, smile, and be like, please come back soon. Now, again, if she's some fucking big time courtesan, of course she's going to be good at what she does. I don't think that's who she is, right? Because I don't think this is some fucking brothel. I think it's a massage parlor where she saw an opportunity to make a little extra money, right? Now, whether I'm fucking an idiot and that's super not the case or not, it's irrelevant. From a hygiene standpoint, it is impossible. Literally, I looked it up. Not for this occasion, but way, way back in the day, because, you know, it was a Tinder thing and whatever. I looked up. And also, I try and practice safe sex as much as I can.
Well, that's not even my concern. I wasn't worried about you, like, catching something.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's just gross, the idea of, you know, all right, this is like my third dick of the day, and it's just like,
I watched her
wash
her hands and put the fucking hand sanitizer on and everything. I watched her. She literally went squirt, 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 and then fucking did her hands, and then fucking went and towel dried, and then washed her hands, and was just like, yeah, I'm taking the fucking hygiene part seriously. And then, you know, whatever, whatever. So it's like, you know.
Maybe it's just me, but like the idea of like, I'm not the first one today that's happened with, and probably on this table as well.
That's fair.
Just makes me kind of like a little, nope, I'll do it.
And that's one of those, and that's one of the things where it's just like, yeah, maybe, but I don't know.
Because, you know, like you said, you know, because, you know, all parties were consenting, and because honestly, I don't really care about the like legal part of it, that doesn't really matter, but,
which is a crime, like that is an actual fucking
well
crime.
Yeah, it is, but that part doesn't really bother me. It's just the like to me, there's like until this stuff is, you know, and even once it is, I just find like the idea of like, you know, from one to the other to the other to the other to just not be, I'm not even a germaphobe, but when it comes to that, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very much so. When it comes to anything genitalia, I'm very much a germaphobe with that. And I need everything and everyone super fucking, like, clean. Everything's got to be absolutely pristine,
mm-hmm,
before I'm even in a vein of, like, yeah, it's all right. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, none of that can happen. So for me, that was honestly why my reaction was the way it was, because I was just like, oh my God, like, that was my biggest issue. Wasn't even, you know, because especially once you explained it more and I was like, yeah, okay, you know, she was at the very least, you know, even if you failed the insight check and it was a little more of just like, yeah, I'm just going to do this. She sold you on it and she clearly didn't like hate doing it. So, you know.
And that's the thing, right? Like that's the biggest thing for me is that it's like, if I thought for a second, and I cannot be more honest, if I thought for a second that she wasn't fucking with it, there's not a snowball's chance in hell I would have.
And I know that. And I know that.
So, you know.
So that part doesn't really bother me at all. The legality doesn't bother me at all. It's just that aspect that I'm just kind of like, for me personally, I'm not even looking at you judging you because like you said, and or like you were gonna say, I know there's no way that you can like catch something or anything from that.
At all. Like I looked it up. The only way you could is if she stuck her hand down her pants after she had washed her hands, fucking got, you know, wet from her, like, on her hands, and then jerked me off like that, which she aggressively did not do because I was watching her like a fucking hawk.
Yeah.
And I was watching, too, because it was like, just use your hand. If you even so much as try and use your mouth, I'm going to stop everything.
Yeah.
Because I don't want that. That's not what I want. That is how you can get fucking in trouble.
Well, right? And so that's not even, like, the concern with it. To me, it's just, like, it's kind of like the idea of, you know, when you don't know somebody very well and, you know, and you're thirsty and they're like, oh, just have some of my water and like pass it over and you're just like,
And like, yeah, but you're you.
Yeah. And you're just like, I know that you're not sick. I know you don't like have anything. I still don't want it.
Because I just don't know.
Right. And that's how I am with that kind of thing where I'm just like, I don't know how clean the table is. I don't know if the last guy was in here 5 minutes ago or 3 hours ago. Like, you know, I don't know. So it's just like, for me personally, it's that kind of like mystery of it where I'm like, I don't like the mystery. I want to know for sure one way or the other.
I will say in closing with this, you know, I told a couple of people and then word got out because one of us, I'm not going to implicate who, one of us, it wasn't you. One of us made a joke to the whole squad about ha ha hee hee, this happened, and told people in a way that I didn't want them to be told because this is supposed to be a more sober conversation. This was a vulnerable thing for me.
Yeah.
Right? This was not some fly by night. This wasn't some big fucking thing. This really had me spun for a second, really asking myself if I'm a bad person for doing this. And so it was a very vulnerable thing. So even though we make a lot of jokes, it was one of those things where I had to kind of crack the whip a little bit and be like, this is not a fucking meme.
Yeah.
We're not making this a fucking thing. You guys are either going to quietly judge me and shut the fuck up or accept that this happens and this happened and I'm not sorry because fuck you. I didn't do anything wrong. Right? Like, God damn it. Don't fucking judge me for that. That's fucking rude. I don't judge y'all for your shit. So, like, I'm super supportive. Let's get a little bit of that in kind. And everyone else was like, oh, shit, I didn't know it was like that. And it was like, yeah, well, it is, and it's fine. Let's move on.
Yeah.
But it is. And so,
And I don't think I've really brought it up.
You haven't.
Like, hardly at all.
Yeah. But that wasn't for, like I said, that wasn't for
you. Well, yeah,
that
was I was just trying people. To look back and see if I had done anything
You're perfectly fine. But I had to make that clear right then and there.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be a thing or I will actively get really fucking upset with y'all. And that goes to you, audience. Don't fucking be a dick, right? Cause at the end of the day, if you want to have an intelligent, moral, like, discussion, right? Mm-hmm. Cause my current partner, right? I'm seeing someone right now, that's more than likely in a short amount of time, probably going to elevate to a full on relationship.
Potentially.
We were playing a game where we were asking each other about like fucked up shit that we've done. And I was like, honestly, I've told you some things. I kind of told you the greatest hits.
Yeah.
Of like, this is me. This is who you're signing up for. I'm not perfect, and I'm not trying to be. I'm always trying to be better, though.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you about fucked up shit that I did so that I can tell you how much shame it brings me, and hopefully that shame and the honesty you hear when I say that lets you know that it's not going to be like that.
Yeah.
Right? That the fact that I'm even telling you about this in a negative light means that that's not something you have to worry about. Yes, I did it. No, I would never do it again because of that.
Yeah.
Right? And so I was like, now, that being said, there is something that I did that may actively make you lose a little bit of luster for me, and it's this, and I hope you can understand that. And so I told her, and she was like, I have reservations, because she's of Asian descent.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I have reservations because, you know, I think it's fucked up that, you know, immigrants come over here and feel like that's the only thing that they have to do.
Yeah.
Right? But she's like, look me in the eyes and tell me that you really thought that she was into it. I was like, I swear to God, I thought she was into it, and here's my proof. And she's like, okay. if that's what you believe, then we don't know, and I'm not going to judge you for it. You know, what's done is done. And honestly, I'm not going to look at you any less, right?
Yeah.
Don't do that while we're together. And I was just like, no, fucking obviously, right? That's called cheating, and that's not me, and that I don't have that capability.
And let me be clear, you know, yes, I reacted poorly, but I also, you know, that with the shit that we have talked about with each other, I don't look at you as any less for doing that.
I know.
You know? It's like, especially, you know, having talked about it as much as we have, and like diving into, you know, why it was actually an experience that like you are grateful for,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't want to look at an experience that someone had that they, you know, genuinely believe that no party was upset and that they, you know, and that they gained something from and be like, you know, as long as it's not like something with like a minor, but like, you
of
know,
of course not,
because that's
yeah.
a different story. But
and trust me, there was not a snowball's chance.
Oh, no,
in
no, no. Yeah. I wasn't throwing that out because it was possible. Yeah. But I realized what I was saying and that people could be like, oh, well, you know, if it's this, then it's fine. But no. Yeah. Like, I don't want to shit on the experience, especially since you did get something from it.
Mm-hmm.
And no party seemed to be upset with the process. But like, you know, the only part of it for me is what we've talked about, which is that whole thing.
Yeah.
That's my only hang up and my only kind of like, I guess, asterisk over it is just the kind of like aspect that comes with me, just who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not looking at you as like, I'm not looking at you the way I look at that, if it makes sense. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I know exactly what you're
like,
saying.
Like, you don't now have an asterisk.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. It makes complete sense.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's definitely, we're definitely at time. Holy shit, we gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go.
So, let's spin the wheel and see what we've got for
next. It's gonna
next.
Be Curse Love, because you still haven't taken it off.
No, it's not gonna be Curse Love. I need to take that off, though.
It was almost Curse Love.
It was almost Curse Love. video games, okay.
I'm gonna have so much to talk about.
Fuck yes. well, we've got some shit on the horizon. Awesome. So, stuned in. Wow. There
wow.
you go. There it is. Stay tuned in for next week's episode, where we are going to talk about video games. And as lame as that sounds, it's actually going to be pretty fucking bussin'. So, or I will die trying. So, thank you guys so much for listening. We really, really appreciate it. Be sure to like, share, tell your friends. If you're just like, hey, I have this story about a Jew getting a hand job from an Asian lady. If one of your friends comes up to you and say, man, I want to listen to a podcast where a Jew talks about getting a hand job from an Asian lady, then...
Boy, do we have the show for you.
I've got great news for you. Now you know exactly what to tell them. You say, it's called Let Me Tell You. Woo! Oh, fuck!
What?
There are certain new listeners to the podcast.
Yeah, I was thinking about that while you were telling the story.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking about that while you were telling the story, and I was like, well, I guess he's just aware of it and is just going
no,
anyway.
No, he's not! Thanks for listening, everyone. Good night.